Mic check 1 2 1 2. Mic check 1 2 1 2. Look here, man. We up in here. Y'all already know what time it is. It's 9:04. In case you don't know, and in case you slipping like a bad transmission, I'ma go ahead and hip you to it. You're now tuned in to the most innovative and the most creative show on the planet. It's called the B-Side. Goddamn it. And we finna get into tonight's show. So without further ado, I bring to you, let's do this. Y'all already see it, season 4, episode 98. And it's something very, very important about this particular episode. Like, comment, and share. But more importantly, subscribe. That's right. I told him that was a method. Hey,
this right here is a celebration, you know?
It's Squad DJ. DJ Factory. Pew, 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 pew. See, no.
What's up?
They done let us in, be home.
Like, come in, and share.
I'm ready. I know you're ready. Katie!
Everybody has dreams, and as much as you want to be able to listen, because somebody's going to give you a gem, but nobody knows but you. Nobody knows what you are. Even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You got to take your shot. As much as you want people to agree and you want the people around you to be supporting your dreams, it's not going to be like that. You got to do it alone. People will help you when you get the ball rolling. People will jump on. But if you don't believe, nobody else is going to believe. People come along because your belief is so insane that makes people be like, yo, this crazy ass. My ass. Following your dreams, solitary, scary, dangerous pursuit. You can't wait for somebody to think you can do it, because they don't think you can do nothing they can't do. It's a scary, dangerous pursuit, and you got to be willing to risk everything to become what you believe
you be
is
fearless.
In there. You got to be fearless. You got to be relentless.
They just described me, fearless and relentless. But they left out one thing, and that's resilient. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah, they left out one. But it's all good in the neighborhood, and I'm not even Mr. Roberts. You know what I'm saying? But look here, right beside me, I got none other than the beautiful, lovely Miss CC Shaw. Y'all thought it was over? No, 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 no. Matumbo finger. What's up, babe?
Hey, how you guys?
Talk to me.
What's going on, Casino?
Come on, man. What you doing good over there?
Life is good.
What you got in that cup, first
of all? Hey, Mary Lou, you jumped in already.
Mary Lou, what you doing, Mary Lou?
Tacos, burritos, nachos.
Taco, burritos, but nachos. You know what I'm talking about?
Nachos.
Hey, look, check this out. Now, before we get started, I want to bring in some things to what we were talking about earlier on the phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got something that we get ready to kick off. What we doing? What we doing? Talk to me.
On the 13th of February, we're going to do an event, a cancer event for at the Pink Cafe.
Okay.
In Atlanta.
February the 13th,
so
right?
So I will send, it's going to be February the 13th, yes. So I will send out flyers. We're going to have food, fun, games, karaoke.
Okay. Food, fun, games, karaoke, as well as... Yeah. Live broadcast on the B-Side, right?
Live broadcast on the B-Side.
Y'all heard that.
Most
live. Most definitely. Now let's talk a little bit more in depth about this event. This is for Rare Pearls.
It's for the Rare Pearls. It's a cancer event, yes.
Okay. Now, this is open for the public or what?
Open for the public. I'm going to send the information to you, and it'll be posted in the next week or so. I'm going to start posting.
Okay, okay. So y'all heard it here first, live on the B-side on the Taco Tuesday, February the 13th. Miss CeCe, Rare Pearls is having something, you know, very big for the cancer organization that she represents. And we are going to be live from the B-side right there. You know what I'm talking about? With the Rare Pearls and all... Everybody else in the
team. Tell Mary Lou, stop jumping in, and she better come on down to Atlanta, too.
Well, Mary Lou, you heard that. That's your invite. She said, stop jumping in. Just come on down to Atlanta, February the 13th, and be ready to celebrate with me and Miss CeCe. You feel me? And if anybody else that's in attendance right. that's jumping in right now, feel like you want to come and party, as well as be a guest on the B-side, then come on out. Stay tuned. When the flyers drop, y'all know I'm going to be posting it, promoting it on my page and all of my other social media profiles. And speaking of social media right. profiles, make sure y'all go ahead and follow Miss CeCe in case y'all ain't. Let's get this out of the way real early. We're going to start this early and we're going to end it, you know what I'm saying, with this. Follow Miss CeCe over at The Real Miss CeCe over on Instagram. That's TheRealMissCeCe. And right here on Facebook, it's CeCe Shaw, Clement Shaw. Hi, you know, just pull it up, CeCe or the CLE, and you'll see it. And make sure you follow. But yeah, I had to get that out because that was on the tip of my tongue. You know what I'm talking about?
You are so funny.
Listen, I'm so energetic right now. I've been, you know what I'm saying? I've been getting it in, and I'm starting to feel real good. You know, the season is starting to change. We got a little bit of cold weather still, but I feel the heat coming, and my bones is starting to loosen.
It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful.
You feel me? I'm claiming it. I'm claiming it. And especially next weekend, I'm claiming a beautiful weekend.
Yeah, I've been claiming I'm going to be a size 5 for the last 10 years, and that ain't happening, but I'm still claiming it.
Now, listen, that claim it, be optimistic, all that good shit to make it happen. You feel me?
I'm still claiming.
I'm not knocking you, baby. Keep on claiming. And I'm claiming for a great weekend next weekend because I'm trying to go on vacay, me and my baby, so we can celebrate our anniversary. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm trying to have a good time this weekend. Just keep my feet up.
That's right. That's right.
And just, you know what I'm saying? Just enjoy the weather. But now,
do also, I need to come out there so I can stay with Khadijah?
I mean, we already got that. We got that situated. Tootie in the building, you know what I'm saying? Our daughter, she gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Make sure that Khadijah right, plus grandmama, you know what I'm saying? She gonna be here to make sure she right. So, you know, everybody
gonna pitch
in and make sure that Khadijah is situated. But thank you for the offer. We really appreciate it. You know what I'm talking about?
You know that's my girl.
That's right. I know. Hey, listen, y'all. I know also, y'all been checking my page and y'all see them $50, you know what I'm saying? $50 holler surprise getting ready to come. Now, if you've been keeping up with the show, then you should already know. But in case you don't, let me go ahead and inform y'all. Listen, we've been very consistent around here when you talk about the B-side. Listen, this right here is season 4. Y'all heard at the beginning, this is episode 98. Let's get it straight. Season 4, episode 98. And with that being said, you know, we've done more, but this is what I've been counting. And with that being said, ushering in season 5 will be our coveted 500th episode. And with that being said, I want to give 10% of that 500, which equals out to be $50. You feel me? So that's how I came up with the 50. 10%, because that's what you're supposed to give, you know, from, you know, the heart. If you go by the good book, you know, I'm going to give 10% to y'all. Y'all been showing me love, so I'm going to show y'all love. So with that being said, the way we decided to give it out is that since we're going to be doing this live on the 13th, instead of it being the 500th episode, we're going to do it live from the event. You know what I'm talking about? Whoever, you know, I'm going to pick somebody Cash App. What I want y'all to do is start flooding me with your Cash App right here on this show, the next show, leading all the way up until the live event. Flood me with your Cash App. And somebody Cash App, I'm going to pick, and I'm going to call it out, and boom, send you your $50. You feel me? That's just for the support of the show. But you got to be tuned in February the 13th. You feel me? So if you're not tuned in February the 13th and you got your Cash App there, it's going to be null and void. You got to be on the show and putting your Cash App in February the 13th. But I want you to go ahead and start flooding me with it now, so that way I'm familiar with you and I know you locked in on the show. Because I don't want to just get somebody who pop in and say, hey, here go my Cash App, and you know, that's your first time and you'll never come back. You got to be somebody that's locked in with us. So with that being said, hit me with your Cash App. Tune in February the 13th for the live event. And somebody going to get that 10% of that 500th episode, which is that $50. You feel me? And that's just me showing love. Because y'all show me so much love. Y'all like, y'all comment, y'all share. You know, not just the B-side, but all of my content. So what's the best way for me to give back to you? It's just that. Everybody can use some money, especially with Valentine's coming up. I don't know. Right there in the comment section too, I got the question right there. Are you celebrating Valentine's Day? Are you celebrating Valentine's Day?
I don't have no Valentine. Can I petition for me a Valentine on the show?
I mean, shit.
I'm looking for a husband now.
Shoot your shot. Shoot your shot. It's a lot of people.
Look, I'm looking for a husband.
Look here. Who tried to get locked down by CC? Who trying to get locked down by CC? You know what I'm talking about? Who trying to get wifed up?
You sound feel? Like they was going to prison, nigga.
Sound like they going to prison.
You sound like they was going to prison, nigga. Okay, I need two more drinks and I would have cussed your ass out. You know that. That sound like you was putting them in prison. What? You you think it's hilarious.
Nah,
you really said that. Okay.
Nah, that ain't how I meant it, but it
who
did come out.
Who wanted to be locked like down by CC? I don't believe you said that.
Well, who tried to get chose? Who tried to get chose by CC then? Y'all know I didn't mean it in derogatory way or nothing like that, but yeah. But CC, I got a question for you though too, CC. Now, it's going to be on the 13th. So what if your Valentine show up on the 13th? Are you going to show them love at the event?
I ain't got no Valentine.
But you just shot your shot. You just shot your shot. And this going out to a lot of people. You feel me? So what if your Valentine show up on the 13th at your event? Are you going to show them love?
Well, then how am I going to know that is my Valentine?
Oh, well, she's saying you got to make yourself seen, Valentine. You got to make yourself seen. You can't just stand around and be a wallflower. You gotta shoot your shot, too. She just shot her shot. Right? You got to be bold. You got to be bold and beautiful, she said.
You know, I really love my friend. I really do. I really do.
Hey, but you can't be no scrub, though. You can't be no scrub. You can't be living with your mama, hanging out your best friend, Rye. Because this is 2024.
Living in the basement at your brother's house.
You feel me? You can't be no OG sleeping
living
on your
in the
mama
other
couch.
Room over your uncle's house.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of OGs sleeping on your mama couch.
You can't be coming to ask me, can I drive your car around the corner to the store?
Or when you go and shoot for Love and Hip Hop, can I hold your car and you just call me when y'all finish filming?
Or can I go on Love and Hip Hop with you? Nah, we ain't doing none of that.
We ain't doing none of that.
We ain't doing none of that.
You got to be real. You got to be real about what you got. Be real about who you are. And then, you know what I'm saying, just be authentic. If you authentic, your heart going to be empty and she might, you know, wife you up.
Why is he laughing like that?
She looking like motherfucker, please. Motherfucker, please. Y'all just bring y'all ass on out and just see what happened. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, damn. Hey, speaking of what happened, hey, I got a question for y'all. I should have made this a goddamn question too. Have y'all heard that Nicki Minaj rebuttal back toward Megan Thee Stallion? Do y'all like that Megan Thee Stallion song, Hiss, or do y'all like that Nicki Minaj, Bigfoot? I got my own opinion, but I want to know what y'all opinion is in the comment section. Which one is it? Bigfoot or Hiss? Hiss or Bigfoot? Have you heard either one of those? God damn, she was looked like she either she was backing up from a snake hissing or a Bigfoot was getting ready to stomp her. One out of two.
It was putting out a cold from Luca.
I'm just saying, your acting skills is marvelous.
Here.
Hey, look, as y'all can see, tonight is one of those nights, man. We on one. You feel me? Like CC said that she was waiting until 9 o'clock for her to pop her top. And I said I was doing the same thing, even though I ain't popping no top. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my thing over here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I've been on a fast. Me fasting, not drinking. You know, I ain't ate no rice in over 7 days. You know, I'm about to die.
Hey, come on now, that fast. That's a beautiful thing.
right. But I'm fasting mostly for clarity, and you know, I need clarity. I need to know what direction I need to move. I need to know where I'm supposed to be and why I'm supposed to be there. So okay, that's the reason. That's the reason for my fast.
Okay, now I get it. And I don't want to go too far into it because this is between you and God, you know. So, but that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing to be able to fast and ask for clarity in the midst of your fasting. So that's a beautiful thing. And ladies and gentlemen, if you in the need for clarity, maybe that might be the thing for you to do too. You know, take a break from whatever you've been holding on to, whatever your vices may be, and you know, seek clarity. And look, that ties into what Will Smith was saying in the beginning too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got to be so focused to where you don't see nothing in nobody else except what you done locked in on. And if you can focus on that and have that clear vision, man. The potential is limitless. But listen, I don't want to hold y'all too long. We just wanted to hop on, you know, for a few minutes and just touch bases on some things that we got coming up. Oh, also, who that in the background talking? They talking over me. Hold up back there for a minute. We getting ready to get up, y'all. Hold up. Hold it down. But look, what I was about to say is next week, y'all, February the 7th, I will be, you know, starting my journey. You know, next month is Black History Month, right? We only get 28 days to educate ourselves on the things that happened before we got here, as well as happening as we're here, because Black history is happening in the present as we speak. You feel me? So with that being said, next month, I decided to give back. You know, to the community, give back to the youth, give back to all my supporters, which is why it's a blessing for the coveted 500th episode to fall in February. And with that being said, next week on the 7th, me, my brothers, you know, we going over to the juvenile facility and we're going to talk to the youth. We're going to let them know that their destination is not their final destination, that where they're at, that they can make that a launching pad for success. Because believe it or not, I done it. And if I done it, anybody can do it. So next Wednesday, salute to my brother, Eddie Brown. I want to take him because those very same grounds we're going to be walking on and speaking on, he worked on. And now he went on to do bigger and better things as a respiratory therapist. One of the best respiratory therapists in his field, I might say. So with that being said, I think it's only right that he go back with me and we give back to the youth, because it's so many brothers our age that's misleading the youth, that's making them think that gang banging is the only alternative, selling drugs, rapping, doing the things that everybody else is doing, thinking that that's the only alternative. My brother is a respiratory therapist, a young Black man that's doing something that everybody else is not doing. So that means it's umpteen reasons for you to do it, and it's that means that it's availability out the wazoo for you to, you know, get into that field and actually plant your feet in. So those are the type of things that I want to take back to those brothers and give them some type of inspiration and let them know that, hey, you can make it from back here behind these fences. But, hey, I ain't going to hold y'all. I'm going to fold y'all. This was just a little song for me and Miss CeCe to tap in. Y'all already see she got people over there chilling with her. Y'all know she always keep people around her. Me, I'm in my circle. I'm in my little corner with my little circle. I ain't too many people, but it's enough. Less is many for me as of right now. But this February is starting my journey back out into the world. You feel me? So if you see me, throw up a peace sign and let me know that you salute what I'm doing. And if you don't like what I do, you go that way, I go this way. The world is so big, we ain't got to never run into each other ever again. You feel me? So it's your man, Casino Roulette. That's CA$INORULETTE. After me, there'll be no other word to my mama and my two brothers. The beautiful, lovely Miss CeCe, shout right there. Anything you want to say to the people?
No, I think you've said it all. I love you guys. And I want to see you guys on the 13th, but I will be back next Tuesday.
So y'all stay tuned. And we're going to have the flyer coming very soon. Just rewind this so y'all can hear the information prior to the flyer dropping. Like, comment, share. Get the word out. February the 13th, we got the B-Side Live. Me and the beautiful, lovely Miss CeCe Shaw celebrating something very, very special and near and dear to us. Cancer awareness. The Rare Pearls. Y'all stay tuned, man. We up out of here.
What's up?
Oh, who that
win
is?
Win a date with Miss CeCe for Valentine's Day. $25.
Ah, win a date. Win a date.
Buy the tickets.
Come on.
Now he's selling me for $25.
No mercy.
Uh oh, he raffling. Yeah, you
get 1,000 men.
Hey, man, the bigger the cap, the bigger
okay.
The pill.
I'm over it.
It's just a game.
We'll catch y'all Thursday. Thursday, I see y'all. Deuces.
Good night.
Yikes. It's really all a popularity contest. Labels do not care about talent anymore. It's about your popularity. So the music industry has changed drastically because of that. So when I was growing up, I would put on the radio and hear talented people. When you guys put on the radio now, you hear popular people. And that's the difference. Yikes. It's really all a popularity contest.